All right, this is the Unbroken Kenya podcast. You know what? Screw the intro. We're just going to go right into it. Why are you being humble? Seriously? Kenyan men, why are you humble? Why are you so chill? Why are you letting people treat you like you're average? You've literally been through it all, yani. Umepitia vitu mob sana. You've lost people in your family, diseases, tragedy left, right, and center. Alafu sahi tena mambo ya climate change. You're probably a farmer. You've been through tough seasons. Right? Why are you humble? You are a walking miracle. Unafaa kuwa proud, manze. You're supposed to walk with your head held up high. Knowing, yani, Saja is protecting you, bana. Why are you humble? I mean, you're still here. You're still standing. Your face is young, you're glowing, you have a roof over your head, you're getting money, you have a bunch of friends, uko na mahobbies, why are you humble? And unajua vizuri, you know very well that despite the fact that all these things are happening around you, you are still standing. Then my question is, why would you let people treat you like your average Kenyan man? This story mazina nishangazanga sana, man. Look around you. Who built this country? Look at those roads. Look at the buildings around, eh? Look at the sofa sets. Izoma vitu nakalia. Look at the TV that you're watching. Look at the farmlands. Look at the curtains in your house. Look at the carpet. Literally, look at the watch on your wrist. Huh? All these things were created. They were built by men. It's the truth. Since time immemorial. But then again, you're here sitting, acting humble. You're letting people treat you like you're average. You're letting people give you direction. You're not on the conversation anymore. Why are you being humble? That's my question to Kenyan men. Sometimes unafakujiangalia kwa mirror. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that, you know what? I'm the man. Tell yourself, I'm the man. Mindo kusema, man. Every time. Yes, babe. Okay, babe. Hi, babe. Yo, stop that. Stop it. Why are you being average, manzi? You're not being stretching. You're not being alive. You're not taking care of your body, bana. You're in the gym anymore. You're not jogging anymore. You're not eating healthy. Why? Why? What's up with all these things, bana? It nearly happened. Because as far as I can remember, our ancestors, because we stand on their shoulders. Awa se awaku kwa wa humble. I'll take you way back. Kina Dedan Kimathi. Kina Jaramogi. Jomo Kenyatta. Tom Mboya. All these guys are not humble. Raila Odinga. William Ruto. These guys are not humble. These guys are telling their story. They're sharing their story, bro. Get out there and tell the world your story. Inspire people, bana. Don't be humble. Don't be average. Stake your claim in this society. We know what's best for Kenya. I'm telling you, the moment Kenyan men stand up, the moment to decide to yani to say, man, you know what? We are being resourceful. We are being the strongest version of ourselves. We're going to take care of our daughters, our sons. We are going to take care of the environment. We're going to leave it clean. We're going to help our brothers and our sisters out there. Wasiwajiwezi. In one way or the other. Because you're a man of integrity. You're intelligent. You take care of your community. Right? Don't be humble. Don't be humble. Don't be treated like average. You're not average. You're a king. You're a son of the Most High. Mungu ameku protect bana. Yeah? I remember some time back, not so far from where I was standing, I saw a guy get knocked down by a car. I've seen some of my friends die because they were on the fast lane. And it could have been me that died. Literally, I felt the reverberation of the gun, manze, when my boy got shot. But I'm here. There's no need to be humble. Tell your story, brothers. Tell your story. Share all these things with the world. People want to listen. Don't let some random guys, some random dudes with just a bit of confidence now be a representation of you. Just because a bunch of guys are confident, hasa wakona psyche ya kuenda hata ku run for politics, to run for an elective position. Bunch of losers. No najua vizuri hata ama boy, haunge ongea nao, unge kwa high school now. Ama hata kampo. Bunch of losers. Now they are a representation of you. And how you've worked hard, how you have high standards, you're gonna let a bunch of losers go and run for political power? Come on, bro. Don't do that, man. Tell your story, fellas. Tell your story. Stand up, man. Document your stories. Start your own podcasts. End up on YouTube. Do anything and everything that's necessary. Don't be average. Don't let a woman treat you like you're average, especially if she's your partner. She has to treat you with respect, and you too have to treat her with respect. But just don't be humble. Don't ever let somebody else, your brothers, your neighbors, random people treat you like you're average, and you know you're a walking miracle. Be a good example to your wife or your girlfriend by stepping up and be strong, being stretching, being grounded. Hit the gym if you have to, manze. Endo inuizo heavyweights. This is a time where we are going to take the mantle and share our stories. Man, I can go on and on about this thing. Like, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. I'm Broken Kenya. Don't be humble, brothers. Don't let no one treat you like you're average. Get out there and share your story. Peace.